Melanie, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
You're a YouTube sensation. Who isn't these days? But you're a good one.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, stop the lights. Can you believe in Melanie Murphy?
I can't believe it. This is my first time ever on radio. So. Hi, everyone.
How exciting.
How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin. That's an awkward question because anytime I get asked that, I never know where to answer because I'm pretty much from all over the place. I'm a bit of a mongrel, so
okay.
North Dublin, pretty much.
Let's go with North Dublin for this conversation. And you're a student. What are you studying?
I'm studying education and training in DCU. I'm in my final semester now, so it's a bit like head explosion. But
yeah. But you're on the road to freedom, Melanie.
I am. I can't wait now. I'm so excited for this to finish because there's like a million opportunities after cropping up and it's like, I'm so excited.
So tell me about your YouTube channel. What is it exactly? Obviously I've seen it, but I need you to share your story with our listeners. What is the channel?
Yeah, well, pretty much I started it when I began watching YouTube videos of kind of similar content. So my channel is just my name and I pretty much upload whatever I'm interested in at the time. So I do vlogs, I do a lot of video on skincare and acne problems, confidence issues, makeup, beauty, hair, health, weight loss, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very varied in content, but I like that. I'm not going to get bored with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that affects every girl on the planet, right?
It's something as well that I think so many people are so self-conscious about, but it really helps when you see that so many other people deal with it, and it kind of inspired me from watching videos, like similar videos to the ones I'm doing now, like brought me out of my shell and made me feel better about myself. So I kind of just wanted to give back to and get involved in the community once I kind of got a bit of confidence with speaking and stuff like that, because my course is all centered around, you know, teaching obviously and public speaking, and I was terrible at it, so I thought doing something like this would kind of spark it a little bit. And
listen to you, you're non-stop, you're brilliant, you've completely come out of that shell.
I'm on the radio.
Okay, let's talk about acne, that beautiful subject matter that is so close to your heart.
That's what I
was watching yesterday afternoon. But to be serious for a moment, I mean, what age were you when the acne started to flare up?
I was really young. Like, I think I started getting spots around like 11 or 12.
That's too early.
It got pretty bad when I was 14, so I've had it for about 10 years now, and it's just, like, even watching the Embarrassing Bodies thing last night, it was just, like, just seeing it on there and seeing all the teenagers that were in the show as well with it and stuff like that. It was just, I don't know, it used to be something I didn't want anyone to see or anyone to even know about, and now I can talk about it because I know it will help other people by talking about it. Do you know what I mean?
It's such, because God knows it's hard enough being 13, 14, 15, 16 anyway. And then to have that, you know, it's all about beauty and what you look like and everything like that. And then people aren't at that age, aren't very patient with others if they have bad acne as you had. Do you still have a bit of acne?
I have a lot of scars and a lot of kind of hyperpigmentation marks, but pretty much I know now I've got food intolerance. So if I stick to certain routines and things like that, it stays away. And then if I slip up, it comes back with a vengeance. Like, even though I'm an adult, it's not gone. Like, I know how to control it, but I still have the condition, if you get me.
You tried laser, you tried antibiotics, you tried the pill. It's like, what did you land upon to go, got it?
Well, pretty much it wasn't just one thing. I made an actual video about this, but there was like a load of steps pretty much all centered around fixing the hormonal imbalance, which is what the dermatologists were telling me was causing it. So it came down to a huge amount of different things, like consistent skincare routine, good diet, lots of water, manage my stress, get enough sleep, good hygiene. Like, it was so many different things correlate to your skin, and because it's your biggest organ, do you know what I mean? And it's not like it isn't like one thing. You can take something obviously if it's gonna address it, but for me, I was having side effects to all the different things I tried, so I had to try and tackle it naturally. And so I figured that out after a lot of trial and error.
And then what we see on your YouTube channel is you're applying makeup to yourself, and you're saying, listen, you're kind of advocating the use of makeup. You're saying, you know, put it on carefully, but it should enhance what you are rather than cover what you are.
Yeah, I think the big thing is that, like, you know, a lot of people kind of dictate, you know, oh, you shouldn't wear makeup, accept yourself as you are, the standard. And I'm fully in favour of, you know, accepting your flaws and loving yourself. But you can't just wake up and be like that. It took me years to reach the point I'm at now. And I think if I hadn't had makeup and I hadn't had that kind of, it empowered me that I could alter my own day with just a few minutes of putting on makeup. And that's the society we live in, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People do unfortunately get judged for what they look like on the outside and stuff like that. So I think anything that makes you feel better is something that I'd be in favour of, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think that just saying, oh, I'm not going to wear makeup just to prove a point, I don't believe in that. I believe that whatever will make you confident, just do it, because like, confidence has changed my whole life, and sure. For that reason, I'm so thankful for it. And I think makeup is a lot of fun as well. Like, a lot of girls, it's a huge hobby to them, and it's so much fun, and then it's like an art form almost. And, you know, you can kind of express yourself through it. And it's just like dressing a certain way to suit your body shape or dyeing your hair. It's no different. Do you know what I mean?
How did you end up on Embarrassing Bodies on Channel 4 last night?
They contacted me about a month, I think, ago, when they saw one of my videos, and they were looking for someone who could articulate their feelings around having acne and stuff like that. And they were kind of browsing for people who do videos, say, from England, Ireland type area, because a lot of the girls on YouTube are from America or Japan.
Right.
And there's not so many. Unfortunately, there's not enough Irish girls on there. Like, there is a few now that I love watching them. Like Let's Makeup and The Makeup Chair, Anna Saccone, people like that. But there's very few, and I think that because my video went viral so quickly, that was the main reason, because a lot of it was resonating with a lot of young people.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense, and it's great news for you, and that I think things are going to get bigger for you. Fiona Ní Wuori was on to say, just want to wish the talented soul that is Melanie Murphy all the very best. I watched her tips on the tube, on YouTube even, and loved her chirpy, upbeat attitude. I suffered with acne since I was 12 years of age, and I'm no stranger to concealer. And I loved how she states makeup should be used to enhance your natural beauty, not cover it. Wishing her every success. We need more people like her in the world. So that's good. Well, I was really impressed by you on the, your YouTube footage that I saw yesterday, and I think it's tremendous. So good luck and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks a million for having me on.
Your first time on the radio.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky suspicion that's not actually that sneaky at all, that it won't be your last time. I'm sure we'll talk again, Melanie.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day. Good luck with the rest of your semester.
Thank you, and have a good day.
All right.